Day 15, pure temptation. I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures. Matthew 6, verse 13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Mark chapter 14, verse 38. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up against it. And finally, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. None of us starts a day with a desire to fail and make poor choices, but often we can end the day with regrets. Too often, gifted people never achieve their potential because they're distracted by things which drain their motivation. Temptation to settle for less than the best beckons to us all. But this is your season to win gold, not just to settle for the ordinary. So we have to deal with every enticement that would dilute our devotion to Jesus and his call upon our life. I have watched dedicated people, gifted leaders, and amazing ministries settle for less as they get tempted by money, relationships, or reputation. We need to make the hard choice to be devoted with a pure heart to the call upon our lives. Often when we think we're above the lure of temptation, we are then surprised and find ourselves trapped. We often limit temptation to the challenges of sexual sin and believe we are free from this enticement. But beware, temptation comes dressed in many styles. As this statement by James A. Baldwin expresses so well, nobody is more dangerous than he who imagines himself pure in heart, for his purity, by definition, is unassailable. We need to beware when we feel we are through our phase of temptation. Watch and pray. Today, as you consider your call, ask God to show you where your areas of vulnerability are, those areas which could persuade you to downsize your call or pull away from your devotion to God. Read the scriptures above again slowly and ask God to show you if there's any snare that is waiting to grip your life. I remember when Gordon and I knew God was asking us to leave the UK and go to Africa as missionaries. I was battling with the fear of leaving a secure financial base for us and our young children. I had watched God supply our needs again and again as a child, whilst growing up in India as a daughter of missionary parents. But now this felt so different. I was wrestling with these thoughts as I pushed my stroller through the park. Suddenly, someone called my name and began to speak to me. In this conversation, she suggested that we were leaving for Africa too soon and that God would never want us to travel with our children when they were so small. She then proceeded to tell me a story about a family friend who had lost a baby to malaria and urged me to change our decision. Walking home, I felt further panic as I recalled this conversation, but then realized this was a temptation for me to agree with my fear. Somehow, this conversation steeled my resolve, and I knew we had to go, and we did. Looking back to those days in Africa, I know they were essential in the formation of the message I carry today. It was such a privilege to work with Reinhard Bonnke, to learn faith and see miracles. He challenged me to go for goal and fulfill my call, and also showed me how to resist getting wounded by accusations. He helped me see that God had a call for my life and that I needed to run passionately and obey it with utter devotion. That innocent conversation, dressed in concern, did not look like temptation, but it nearly hijacked our call to Africa. Come, let's pray. So, Father, I pray, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from the evil one. Father, alert me to every tactic of the enemy to distract, lure, or tempt me. Make me wise to the enemy's plans to hijack my calling. Show me where I could be used, and even with the best of intentions, be a voice of temptation that distracts others. Help me keep a clear motivation in all my advice that I give to my family and friends. Thank you for keeping my path secure and my purpose clear. Amen.